This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in studio. Alex Jones will be calling in shortly. We've got big breaking news, and I've also got something that will shock, horrify, but may also have you pissing your pants, laughing so hard. The Clown World Order is here, and it is in large supply. But first, this report from Alex Jones: Rand Paul calling for a mask rebellion.
Historically, it's happened over and over again. Tyranny seems like it's invincible until suddenly leadership stands up and calls out the elephant in the room and says no, and then there's a chain reaction. And now we're beginning to see that leadership take place.
So I've been saying this for a long time. I don't think we've changed the trajectory of the virus at all with any of the things we're told to do, and they're never going to let up on this. But what I tell people is use common sense. If you've had the disease or you've been vaccinated and you're several weeks out from your second dose, throw your mask away and tell Dr. Fauci to take a leap.
Senator Rand Paul is known for being even-headed, scholarly. He's a medical doctor. So you know when he calls for a civil disobedience rebellion, it's serious, and it's time to do it. Today, he went on Rush Limbaugh's syndicated program to 20 million people and said, it is time to rebel, it is time to not wear these masks. First off, the masks don't protect you. Secondarily, they said 2.5 million people would be dead in the first 2 months of COVID. It wasn't true. They're putting all the names of people that died of other diseases and car wrecks and gunshot wounds in the COVID column. This is all admitted. Fauci said at first, don't wear masks, they don't protect you, because they don't. Now they're saying, okay, wear 2 or 3 or 4, and it might. Well, yeah, because you're not getting any oxygen, you'll die. We have done this live on air, but so have scientists, so have engineers. If you're wearing one mask, your carbon dioxide level goes up about 20%. You wear two, even higher. We're talking dangerous levels. This is a muzzled population. It is a symbol of slavery. So here's what the senator from Kentucky had to say.
This is why when you have these nanny staters who tell you you can go to church, you can't go to church. You can go to the liquor store, but you can't go to church. The government shouldn't be involved in these decisions. And it's a mistake that we've allowed the government to get involved. And we do need to push back because they will never relent. These people are never going to let you not wear a mask. No, I promise you, you will never get out from the mask because they're saying that even after all vaccinated, we don't know, you still might catch it a little bit, you still might transmit it, even after everybody's vaccinated. So don't listen to these people. The mask mandates have not worked. None of the mandates have worked. There's study after study after study that shows that when you put in place these mandates, guess what? The incidence of the infection kept rising. Even Biden admitted this the other day. The trajectory of the virus has been unaffected by anything we've done so far. Our only hope of changing the trajectory is a vaccine, but it should be voluntary. But this is what we're headed towards. You cannot dissent. Yep. When there is no dissent, that's not a free society. When there is only one truth, and it's the truth that the left tells you, that's a real problem. We're heading in that way, and we should all resist. We should fight in a figurative way, but we should resist.
Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, they're all on record saying the mask never come off. In fact, 8 months ago, CNN ran headlines saying, and they since run the headlines again, that, oh, it'll be just like wearing a seatbelt. You're not going to ever take the mask off in public. You should even wear it in your house with your family. If you told somebody this 2 years ago, they'd laugh at you. This is like a science fiction dystopic movie. And along with it is the idea that we're dirty, we're bad, contact with each other is bad. This is the same Democrat Party, the same EU globalist party, that wants totally open borders and people with leprosy, TB, and hundreds of other diseases to come in untreated. We lose millions of people in the last decade from TB in this country. That's something that you actually should test for and then cure. But instead, migrant children come across, you name it, and they're just put right in school with your children, and TB's off the charts. So we have real diseases. We have real problems. And we're not treating the migrants, the immigrants, the illegal aliens. We're not treating our own citizens for things like drug-resistant TB. Thousands of deaths literally a week from it. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand.
This full report can be found at band.video. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you thought the mask was bad, wait till you hear what I'm going to report and see what they have coming next for you.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with affordable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this Friday, January 29th, 2021. Yes, Owen Schroyer here sitting in for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is going to be joining us live in less than half an hour. I'm really excited for today to be with you here on the Alex Jones Show to cover all of this important news, some serious COVID news. Democrats going after Cuomo. I think he's about to feel the wrath of Letitia James. I'll get into that. And just some other COVID madness you're not even going to believe, but you're going to have to face this today. We've got a lot of legal developments happening right now. The vengeance of Hillary Clinton on meme makers from 2016 is upon us. You're getting new revelations in the Ghislaine Maxwell testimony. You also now have FTC records released showing that all the people that spied on Donald Trump illegally in 2015 and 16 are donating to, or did donate to Joe Biden's campaign. Go figure. The Fall Guy for the illegal spying by Barack Obama, Jim Comey, James Clapper, John Brennan. The Fall Guy has been revealed. I'm going to get into that. More voters' remorse from Biden voters. We'll get into that. The latest in the battle for America's heart and soul and the occupation at the Capitol, some serious developments there. Some people turning on Trump, other people standing up for Trump. And then, of course, you've got the Gamergate 2.0, where the gamers or the Redditors, or now just everybody's getting involved in this that wants to, are short squeezing the hedge fund managers out of tens of billions of dollars. And so they now want bailouts. And it's going to be interesting to see what comes of that. So I'm going to be breaking into that as well. But ladies and gentlemen, oh, and also I'll be hosting the War Room today. How can I forget this? Our Veterans Call-In Special. We do this the last Friday of every month. The Veterans Call-In Special today on the InfoWars War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Really looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be a really important Veterans Call-In show today to hear from the veterans about everything that's developed so far in the year 2021. But on this Friday, I want to start off on a light note. Okay, what you're about to witness and see may potentially be the most absurd, obscene, ridiculous, clown world thing you've ever seen or heard in your life.
And so if you have children around, maybe turn them off right now. Maybe turn the volume down just for a couple minutes here because it's going to get a little graphic. Not too bad, but you might not want them asking questions, I guess. I'll put it to you that way. So fair warning, if you don't want your kids asking about some strange questions, it's not too sordid, but it is what is coming next, perhaps. So, ladies and gentlemen, you see, the mask wasn't enough, all the testing wasn't enough, the lockdown wasn't enough, the social distance wasn't enough. What more can they do from us? Do we have any dignity left? Is there anything that is sacrosanct? Is there anything, is there anywhere they won't go? Is there anywhere the New World Order won't go? The answer is no. China's plan for anal swabs to test COVID-19 is not nice, but it's the obvious thing to do. And they now are mandating anal swabs in China to test for COVID. Yes, look away. Now, get into a comfortable position. Look at this. Hold it in front of the ridge. I'm doing commentary here on the video. This is how you properly hold your anal. Oh, yeah. There you go, bud. Twirl it 10 times. No, no, do you have to see this? Hold on, I didn't even get it. Look at this. Look at this. Health guidelines in China require the swabs to be placed 1 to 2 inches inside the rectum, rotated, then removed. Oh. So. They have the guidelines and everything. So, when you're getting ready for your Anthony Fauci anal swab, Fauci-branded anal swab, make sure you get it at least 2 inches in, about the same size as Fauci, and probably the swab is as well. With the, you want to make sure once it's 2 inches, once it's been submerged 2 inches in the rectum, you have to twirl it 10 times. 10 times. And you know what? Oh, gosh. And you know what? If 10 times isn't enough, they're going to go back in there and they'll do it 20 times, however many times it needs to be done to get that COVID test positive. That's what it's all about. I mean, can you imagine somebody comes on the radio, public address announcement. I'm going to try to do this. If you can listen to this and watch this without laughing, I guess you really just are in such a dark place that, you know, there's just no coming back. But can you imagine PA? It's like, it's now time for your daily anal COVID swab. Remember, make sure you're using a different swab than the one you used yesterday. Wear a mask and plug that ass. I need you. Make sure you get in a comfortable position before you put in the Fauci anal swab. And make sure it is inserted at least 2 inches into the rectum. Once you have achieved proper penetration, you will then twist, twirl, and rotate the swab at least 10 times or until you are finished. Remember, 20 times, now you're just playing with it. Once the swab has been properly ejected from the rectum, you can then turn it into your local healthcare provider. We'll be going into a lab for testing, and we will have your results back shortly. Thank you so much for being a part of our COVID anal experiment. Oh my gosh, the jokes. Here's the new anal swab here, Andrew. Are you ready? We're coming for you. See, the larger Chris Cuomo anal swab is actually more efficient. Because it has a wider expansion. But, folks, this is just the beginning. And believe me, this will come to the United States as sure as I'm sitting here. Biden will be the first to do it, probably. I mean, this is incredible, folks. The COVID anal swab. But aside from the ridiculous notion of the practice of actually doing this to test for COVID, think about even more ridiculous that now a virus that is 99.9% survivable, as far as the actual data is concerned, was about as bad as a normal flu season with the death rate. And now you're literally they're wanting you to literally penetrate yourself anally and then scratch it all around in there at least 10 times, at least 2 inches, and then give it to a doctor. Like, that's not sicker than having COVID. What would you rather have? COVID or a Fauci anal exam? But see, they'll mandate it, and they'll say, if you want to fly, you saw the video, that's from the airport. They say they're gonna pull your pants down and stick something up your butt for you to fly on a plane.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Oh yeah, there's your new COVID test. Look at that, right there at the airport. For your pleasure. I'm sure Fauci will be fully endorsing it. I mean, look, what is going on in this planet? What is going on in this world? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if I was a writer at SNL, I mean, this thing just writes itself. But they probably won't even touch it because you're not allowed to make fun of COVID. So I kind of just want to put the ideas here on air, but I mean, there's just so many jokes. I mean, I'm sorry, I got a bit of a pot of humor mind going on when I see them calling for butt swabs, rectum swabs, and they write serious stories, folks. iHeartRadio. I mean, you can plug it in. They promote it on iHeartRadio. They got it on all the websites now. It's every website has a story about COVID anal swabs. How much more ridiculous can it get? I'm almost afraid to ask. One of the crew members made a joke, well, soon it'll be two swaps. Why stop there? If two swaps is good, four swaps is better. I'm sorry. Some of the crew thinks I'm being ridiculous about this. Folks, it is rough out there, okay? We're losing everything. We're losing our republic. I think it's fair to have a good laugh at this nonsense every once in a while. But they write serious stories. They write dead serious stories telling you that you need to have a COVID anal swab 2 inches up your butt with 10 twists minimum. God, yeah. Biden will be sniffing that. Yeah, like there's a perfect one. Hey, what is Joe Biden doing at the anal swab testing center? Sniffing all the things. Hey, how come Joe Biden keeps getting in line for the anal swab? Hey, how come Joe Biden requested 4 anal swabs? All right, I'll stop. I'm just saying, the jokes write themselves, okay? Hey, but they're writing serious stories, guys. Oh, COVID anal swab. I mean, folks, I'm sorry. I'm just having a good laugh at this. If you needed another chuckle. Steve Watson has a story right here in Austin, Texas. The University of Texas tells students to wear masks during masturbation. Isn't that nice? And they should masturbate. That's just wonderful. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Advises students to pick a large, well-ventilated space for masked up sex, avoid kissing, and wash your hands before and after. You know, on a serious note, this is actually part of the problem with the world, part of the problem with America more specifically. See, I'm no goody two shoes here, but 50, 60 years ago, you weren't promoting making sex normal activity, premarital sex normal activity, or masturbation, watching porn normal activity. I mean, people aren't denying it's going on, but it's not like, oh, yeah, you know, do it. Just do it, you know, but just do it with a mask on. Total insanity. Jim Jordan made me laugh last night with this tweet. Oh, and you should see the responses. I'll read some of them. Honestly, I could do a whole show. It's just the Twitter is just the gutter of the world, the gutter of speech at this point. But the replies to this tweet from Jim Jordan are almost worth it. How many masks are you wearing today? 2, 3, 4, 10? Why stop there? So I had a good chuckle at that. But then you see the responses to people, and they're so mad. And they will line up to get an anal probe. They will line up to have their butthole plugged for COVID. I'm not trying to be graphic, folks. That's what they're doing. See, that's the thing. It's like we talk about drag queen story time and how they put a man with an erect ding-a-ling out there bouncing kids on his lap. Hey, I'm not trying to be gross or disgusting. That's what they're doing to children. But it's like, hey, you can't talk about that. That's gross. But the act of doing it is liberal and loving, so it's okay. I wore two today. And if they told me that 10 was the best way for me not to get or pass COVID to my family members, then I would gladly wear 10. Admitting they're total brainwashed. Pawns. And you know, this sums it up right here from Dan Stevens. I didn't believe the human race was this stupid until now. He asked the question, are we seeing humanity splitting into two breeds? I'd say we are seeing humanity splitting into two breeds. Those who accept propaganda and want to be controlled versus those who see through it and want to be free. Now, it's more complex than that, but if you wanted to make a dichotomy, that would be it. That would be the bifurcated fracture of our society. Those who accept propaganda and are controlled, he says, who want to do that, but maybe it's witting or unwitting, and then those who see through it and want to be free. Now, I can tell you I think there's multiple reasons why people accept the propaganda. I don't think it's just one thing, whether it's they're stupid. Some people actually like it because if they feel like they can get one over on you. Some people have no sense of accomplishment in their own life, so they do it as a virtue signal to feel accomplished. So there's all different complexities to this. But no, there is no doubt at this time. We are seeing humanity split into two breeds, and I mean, here in America, it's just very prevalent. Those who accept propaganda and are controlled versus those who see through it and want to be free. And the Robin Hood app with the short squeeze stocks with GameStop and AMC and the rest is a perfect example. And the masks is a perfect example. In fact, the masks may be the best example. And it just goes to show how you could also boil it down to this. Some people want to think for themselves. Other people don't want to think at all. Now, on a serious note, Alex Jones is going to be coming up in the next segment. On a serious note, if you can put your mind past what Fauci's little needle swab going up your beehole is all about, that will come. Pun not intended. Fauci may be coming to your door with that. But on a serious note, I think Andrew Cuomo may be in big trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Andrew Cuomo's COVID-19 performance may have been less stellar than it seemed. These are CNN stories. These are Politico stories. These are left-wing stories calling out Cuomo for lying and then asserting he could even be responsible for some of these deaths. Now, again, we were reporting that a long time ago. They're catching up. Here's the difference. Letitia James. And I mean, maybe I should be careful here because this woman is a real threat to freedom. And she is unhinged in her pursuit of power. She is unhinged in her exhibition of her power and will. And so I think Governor Cuomo may about to be experiencing the wrath of Letitia James. And he's got something going against him. He's a white male. Yeah. So, Andrew Cuomo may be one of the first casualties as the left starts to turn on itself and some of these people they put in power that have been racially charged up. Yeah, I think Letitia James may be going after Cuomo, a white male, blaming him for the COVID deaths.
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. Despite that, it's still discounted in Infowars stores. Herbalife4.com. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to be here with you on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, we're not perfect, us here at InfoWars, you in the audience, but boy, you know, we are resisting this new world order takeover. And if it wasn't for InfoWars, I'm not sure where we would be right now. That's you in the audience. That's you in the crew. Of course, Alex, who is about to join us now. Alex, I mean, it's just for a week and a half into the Biden administration, boy, oh boy, we have seen some crazy developments, have we not?
That's right. All hell is breaking loose. You're doing a great job today, and I wasn't even going to come on, but I had to come on about this GameStop situation that I know you were talking about 3 days ago. I just started looking into it about a day and a half ago. Again, it goes from $20 a share up to $500. They closed the trading of it online, which, again, is insider trading itself. There's no criminal investigations. Facebook bans even talking about it. Again, just more collusion, more cartel, cross-industry racketeering, just absolute La Cosa Nostra activity, just, I mean, textbook. And they drive it down to 197
about financial advice. I'm not in the stock market because it is a casino and it's got so many corrupt aspects to it and it ends up cheating people and ripping people off. That's why I've never gotten into Bitcoin. I'm all for cryptocurrencies. It's a real technology, a real science, but there's a wild, wild west aspect to all of this, and so it's just not something that I would tell the general audience to get involved in, but that's up to you. You decide what you're going to do. But I will say this. This is a real rebellion against the jackals, the hyenas of the big mega banks that are at the top of the food chain, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the Communist Chinese Bank. They use these jackals to go in and target hundreds of Western companies, brick-and-mortar companies, every single year. They short them. They make billions ripping off small investors that had been buying stock for decades in it. And then they consolidate control, and then once the company is going bankrupt, they buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That is the specialty of Bain Capital, the specialty of these other groups. And right now, the most predatory, out-of-control groups that are designed to vertically integrate society, consolidate control, are at the heart of the Great Reset and at the heart of the big six tech companies, all roughly doubling their profits in the last year of the lockdown, and that's why they want to keep it permanent. So we are striking a blow at the Great Reset. When they talk about Build Back Better, they mean after they've bankrupted us, then they can come dictate a universal income to us, force inoculations. They now admit it will be tied to a universal income. They're already saying if you don't take 5, 10, 15 shots a year of DNA-altering garbage, you're not going to get your guaranteed universal income. So this is their plan to bring us to our knees. And so to just see how humanity with a curveball, this has been going on, by the way, for several months. It's not just the 4 or 5 billion that big institutional hedge funds have lost in the last week with this GameStop and AMC situation. There's eight other big stocks that they've been targeting, and people online have instinctively fought back against that, not to make money, but just out of vengeance, though most of them are making money right now. Now they're taking power in their own hands and not letting just the technocrats sit up there and play God, but now they're actually getting in the arena. They've lost billions and billions of dollars, but total, it's now $80 billion. It was $70 billion yesterday. Now the Associated Press, others are reporting $80-plus billion dollars has been lost by the most predatory hedge funds. You look at these dirtbags. These are the scum of the earth that destroy small companies, that destroy good businesses, that destroy every gun manufacturers. You name it. These people have made it impossible to do business in Europe and the United States. That was their job. So everybody had to move to China where there's no regulations or no controls. And it's all state-run. So this is huge. So I wanted to announce to listeners the ultimate Achilles heel. Just simply type in GameStop and then type in silver trading. And for those that don't know, Max Keiser is a very smart person. Max Keiser 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, said, Alex, if you could ever get your audience to get into the silver market, into digital silver market, even if they only bought $100, of it, and then demand payment after the options are over, in physical silver, whether they made more money or lost money, it doesn't matter. Because then there's not even 1% of physical silver in existence for the amount of digital fake notes that they've created, just like fractional reserve banking. And so just a fraction of people ever demand physical silver, not from your silver dealer, folks, but from these big firms when you go make a digital silver investment. And again, you don't do this as an investment. You do this to make Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan basically have to put the money up and have to try to deliver you the silver. They can't physically do it. And then what's going to happen is silver's going to go to $500 or $1,000 an ounce. Gold's going to go to $10,000 to $20,000 an ounce because that will reflect the actual real inflation. So they're using put options, and they're using these short trades, and they're using all these predatory systems to suppress all the real markets, to consolidate them, but to also hide the thousands and thousands of trillions of dollars, thousands and thousands of trillions of pounds, thousands and thousands of trillions of euros, thousands and thousands of trillions of yuans, of yens, of all of this. And so they have created literally enough to buy up a trillion worlds of all the resources. These guys all make Bernie Madoff look like a good guy. So Max Keiser is the expert, but you, can go online. There's news articles. They're all horrified by it. The Financial Times is horrified. Wall Street Journal's horrified. The headline you want to pull up is Reddit's next move is going to be silver. And I'm telling you, folks, if you think GameStop and AMC brought them to their knees with $80 billion in losses of the most sickening, evil, predatory groups, the ones that are literally funding it all. When you talk about the hedge funds that do the shorts, when you talk about, I mean, these are the real Gordon Geckos, folks. These are the real Mitt Romneys. These people are the scum of the earth, and they need to be destroyed. They're the ones destroying us. They're the ones running the Great Reset. They're the ones saying we're not essential, and they're nobodies. They're a bunch of Ivy League frat boy scum who are cowards who believe they own us and our families, and they don't own us and our families, and we're going to take the mask off, and we're not going to take their shots. And Bill Gates and all these scum need to understand that fact. And so that's what this comes down to. And after we're done taking down J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, it'll be really easy. Really easy, really easy to take down people like Bill Gates and the rest of them. We have the power. We have the control. They know it, Owen. And that's why they're constantly fighting and battling to silence everyone. That's why big tech's working with these big online trading platforms and not let people trade these stocks. They're then going to spin it and go, oh, look, this 14-year-old got into it when it was at $400, and then he lost it. Yeah, this is dangerous. This is war. This is not about making money. It's about standing up to these scumbags that have been screwing us over and rigging the whole damn game. And finally, we wake up and realize we can fight back, too. We finally get the handcuffs off of us, Owen.
Well, and not only that, this successful mission that these Wall Street bettors are on right now, so far it's been successful this week. We'll see where it goes from here. It's just another indication of how the elite, the establishment, never expects us to unite, never expects us to come together. And thanks to the internet, which they're trying to obviously stymie free speech on right now, but thanks to the internet, we can come together. We can have power of the people. We can overwhelm them with the numbers of people. And we're seeing that in the stock market. But you're right, Alex. As soon as we recognize that power, it's like atrophy. The power of the people has been atrophied. But as soon as we start flexing it again, yeah, we can get Apple. You know, Apple just made their first $100 billion quarter. I guarantee you Apple couldn't make $100 billion in a quarter, Alex, if they had to pay their employees in China $15 an hour minimum wage that Apple lobbies for in the United States, but not in China where they have their slave labor. So that's like the next referendum.
Let me tell you
referendum.
How much Apple workers paid. They're paid half a dollar an hour. Equivalent. Half a dollar an hour, their main worker, and then they've got to buy stuff, the food from the company store, and they live in containers. They live in containers, and those are the high-end ones. For 3 million Uyghurs, over a million of them work in plants building components for free. They're slave labor, 16 hours a day, and if they say one thing or complain, they are executed.
Well, it's time for the people of the world to band together and to rise up, and you know what?
I totally agree, but let that sink in. Tim Cook, with enjoyment, he endorses it, he loves it, he promotes it. He runs death camps where if someone complains, they are executed with enjoyment. Tim Cook loves it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Humanity charging into the future. And the good news is the New World Order is dead on arrival. The bad news is that means they're more of a threat than ever before. You know, God works in mysterious ways. Owen Schroyer with you on the Alex Jones Show. Alex is with us live as well. God works in mysterious ways. And now that Trump is out of the way, the media and the political establishment and Hollywood and everything can't blame everything on Trump. But the world hasn't really changed that much, so they still need a scapegoat. And so the world awakening continues. With Trump out of the way, it becomes more of a unified front. And so now, even though I have a calming relief, and Alex and I talked about this the other day with this developing right now, I also realize that just like on January 6th, we are right now for some sort of major event to try to change the landscape. And, you know, they wanted a really violent thing to happen on January 6th. They didn't get it. They're just carrying on as if they did. So, I mean, Alex, what do you make of this? I mean, so much of what InfoWars has talked about and so much of the energy and the spirit of InfoWars is now going viral, much of it like 6 degrees of separation from us, just spreading the seeds of liberty. But now that Trump's out of the way, I mean, the whole thing's exposed, Alex. They can't blame him for everything. And so now what are they going to do? Are they going to sink Biden and bring in Kamala? I mean, what do you think comes next?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that's where we're going here first. And then I'm just going to let you get back to the great job you're doing and take calls and have guests on here today. But I want to tell people what's coming next. If people remember, 5 months ago, a few months before the election, I said they're going to incrementally start banning everybody off Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Hundreds of millions of people will be shadow banned. Millions will be completely banned. And I said they'll then finally ban Trump right after he wins in a landslide. They're going to say he lost. listeners, the big issue. The big issue is AI managing every aspect of our lives, listening to every phone call, even cutting off live digital phone calls. That's now happening. Blocking people's private text messages. Blocking what people can even send in their emails. If you're on one of the big email platforms, they're moving to shut down the alternative email platforms. They can now, through big tech and the NSA, run every communication in live time and instantly stop a phone call, or just like in radio, we have delays. We can cut out 2, 3, 4 seconds by hitting a button if somebody cusses. It's the same technology, but on every phone call, on every system, except for UHF, VHF, AM, and FM, radio, and TV. Everything else watches you, controls you. So remember, it's like a crystal ball. Why doesn't Gandalf use one? Because you don't know who else is looking back through the other side. Well, these are real crystal balls. So we first discovered in 2006 that Google had put patents in for home assistants that would actually listen and then watch you in live time and build a psychological algorithm on you to control you, but also technicians or government people could tune in anytime they wanted and listen in your house. People couldn't believe it. Then 2 years later, they started rolling out the assistants. Now they're putting this stuff in toasters. They're putting it in microwave ovens. They're putting it in dishwashers. Remember when the head of the CIA said, like 10 years ago, he says, oh, your household appliances are watching and listening to you. Remember about 10 years ago, I guess it was 8 years ago now, it was Samsung came out. In their terms of service, when you buy a TV from them, a smart TV, it said, you better watch what you say and what you do. Remember, the head of Google at the time, Schmidt, said that too, because we're watching and listening to you, and we're selling it to third parties. So this is ubiquitous, where all these systems, your cars now have microphones in them and cameras on the outside, some on the inside, and it's all AI pre-programmed to totally control you. Now, people are freaking out because these companies all go and patent their own system. But Spotify wins patent to snoop on users' voice to gauge emotional state. So it says an algorithm psychological warfare program written by psychologists, marketers, and psychiatrists is listening to everything you say and do. The apps are so good they can even pick up your heartbeat, respiration, all of it. So everything you're doing is being tracked. Everything you're doing is being traced, not just by this app, but by hundreds of others. Over the phone. So the phone is really the digital assistant. It's the digital tracker. It's a supercomputer. 30 years ago, what is in an iPhone would take 15 stories of a giant building to do. And then it hooks into all that infrastructure. So when you think, oh, it's bad that in live time, in private messages on Twitter, they block you, or in WhatsApp, on Facebook, they block you. They admit all this now. Now the next frontier, they're now admitting this, is digital snoops, because you could never have 50 million people spying on the other, 250 million Americans or whatever. But if it's all AI going into your social credit score, and then they can just cut you off, that's why they're announcing universities, if you don't wear your mask, even during a Zoom call by yourself, we will just turn your Zoom off, and it's AI that knows if you're wearing the mask or not. So if people think it's bad now, we can still beat the technocracy now, but they are putting in something 500 times worse than 1984. An absolute control grid, and people need to backlash to Spotify. They need to backlash to Amazon. They need to backlash to Google and Facebook, who all have their own private assistants, and say, we know what you're doing. It's criminal. It's out of control, and we, the people, are not going to stand for it. So as bad as people think it is now, and yes, there's awakening, they are just putting this huge illegal criminal thing in and now coming out and saying, oh, it's for your emotional state. So it's spying on you. Music streaming service Spotify has won a patent that will enable it to snoop on users' speech and background noise in order to choose songs that best suit the listener's emotional state. Yes, really. Spotify has received a patent that will allow it to use speech recognition and sound analysis to assist a user's demographic attributes. It's tracking who you are in a special group. Determine their emotional state. Oh, and call the police on you. And that's, these home assistants now do that. And even glean insight into your location, reports RT. The information will be used, hypothetically, at least to pick the perfect song to play without requiring a conscious data input to the listener. Oh, isn't that nice? It'll choose what you listen to. Spotify applied for the patent February 2018, but now it just got approval for it. It goes on from there, and that's just the cover. Now, I tried to call Paul Watson this morning when he wrote this article. He's not answering, so I'm going to ask Kit or somebody to please add a blurb in the article to our 2006, 2008, 2009, 2010 articles where we predicted this, showed this, and warned people. But the point is, now they're going operational, admitting this to everybody. And again, it's totally illegal, it's totally criminal, and it's designed to game what you buy, what you do. And it turns out, with these big online e-trading sites like Robinhood and the rest of them, they are spying on you in live time, what you're buying and what you're doing, and sending that to the big hedge funds so they can screw you. Again, this technocracy is illegal. People say, I don't care if they spy on me, I have nothing to hide. Well, why do you have doors? Why do you carry a gun? Why do you even wear clothes? Because the sun can burn your skin. You know, people can break in your house. It's that there's bad people out there. And so this whole technocracy is meant to game things, consolidate things, make us non-essential, implode the economy in the Great Reset, consolidate it, not to make us all lazy and happy, but so they can then force us to be sterilized, as they're now announcing, and take all these inoculations. So, Owen, that's why this is so incredibly massive. It's why it's so incredibly important. And it's why people need to realize the true magnitude of danger that we are all in. In closing, I'll just tell listeners this again. We are barely able, at the level we're at, to stay on air. I want to continue into the future under all these globalist attacks, because every day we stay on air, the more critical things get, because we have proven we're right. We must stay on air. We are ending this big sale. The globalist storm is here. January sale has to end by Sunday because these items are selling out at 50% off. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for all of our collective freedoms and our collective health. All this is great. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 back in stock. That will continue on next week. It's the only thing will continue on sale. 50% off. 50% off Renewal Vitality. 50% off Survival Shield X2. 50% off Alpha Power. 50% off Chill Force. 50% off Lung Cleanse. 50% off X3. Pollen Blocks about to sell out. Alpha Power about to sell out. Pure Turmeric Extract about to sell out. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Get a Trader Joe's t-shirt exposing him as a traitor. Whatever you do, we are the people. We're in this together. We appreciate your financial support and your prayers. And again, word of mouth. Promote those local stations. Tell people about those local radio stations. You're doing a great job. Thank those local stations. And send on your email list, your text message, word of mouth now that the rebellion is live on air. You want to know the rest of the story about GameStop? Tell people. Tune in to InfoWars.com/show. And they'll say, oh, that's that evil guy. And say, yeah, the system's telling you he's evil. Because he's got the answers, his guests have the answers, his callers have the answers. We really are the resistance. And so it's not something we celebrate. We thank God that we're awake and that God touched our hearts. For whatever reason, we weren't deceived. But we have a responsibility now, all of you, to warn everyone and be the Paul Revere. So when I say I salute you, I totally salute you. I thank you and I appreciate the whole InfoWars team.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.